Look, it's 7 minutes to nine on ABC Radio Darwin. Who doesn't love going to a cafe on the weekend? It's the best. Well, Connor's started his weekend early and we find him at a cafe right now. Where are you, Connor?
Hello. I'm at a cafe in Nightcliff. Now, organisations say they run on this stuff. People say they can't get out of bed without the promise of it. It's wonderful stuff. It brings all the irritated and agitated people of the world together to interrupt each other. I'm talking about coffee. And we're at a brand new coffee shop. It's just about to open. You can hear things being whizzed and whirled in the background. Yeah, we've got people. We've got Rog on the coffee machine giving it loads over there. Give it more juice, Rog. Oh, good stuff. It smells delicious. And there's a crowd of people arrived. I'm at the Henbury on Aurelia Street coffee shop. It's just beside the Op Shop, the one that used to be a servo. It's run by the Henbury School. Lauren is one of the teachers involved in all this madness. Lauren, hello. How are you? Congratulations.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so excited to have you here, and we're so excited to open our doors today at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock to the public. It's going to be our first day of trading.
Right. Now, what's this all about? This isn't exactly a business, because if it was, you wouldn't be on the ABC radio at the moment.
Correct.
It's a work training initiative. So your
Absolutely.
Aim is not to take over the world by money alone. What is your aim?
So our aim is to provide training opportunities for students with a disability, and the opportunities include retail, hospitality, construction, horticulture. So it's a really diverse space, and we're hoping that patrons are going to really enjoy coming here and being served by the students.
Now, I was about to order something to drink there. I was going to order a cup of tea, but I was just beaten to the till by 13 and a half month old Sonny, who's ordered a baby chino, the first drink to be ordered in the Henbury Cafe. Now, I heard you mention horticulture there.
Yes.
And I'm sure Matt Brown from the Country Hour did as well. Horticulture in a cafe.
Awesome.
What are you talking about?
You're welcome to come down anytime. So at school, we're putting together a greenhouse currently. So students are going to be propagating cuttings. They're going to be growing things from seedlings. And the intention is that we're going to have a garden space outside where people can come and purchase plants for their garden.
Okay, now I am not really a coffee drinker. I don't really like it.
We
never have.
We do have great coffee though. So.
Now, one thing I hate is when I go to, I'm dragged to a coffee shop or a cafe by my friends and I order a cup of tea and I get a polystyrene cup with hot water and a tea bag, and I'm charged a $5 note for the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen to me if I was to order a cup of tea from Rog over here?
So we have got beautiful tea leaves and lovely little teapots, which you can diffuse the flavour through to your liking, and there'll be beautiful cups and saucers to go with that as well. We do offer a takeaway option, if you like, but if you want the whole dine-in experience, you can do that as well.
Now, I've also got my War on Waste hat on here, and I've spotted you don't have any polystyrene cups. I spied a few straws over there. What's the policy in here?
So we do try to be as sustainable as possible, and all of our sort of cups and things are sourced as sustainably as possible.
Now, business has been tough in this town lately.
It has.
Coffee shops closing down, a lot of businesses going up, belly up. How do you think you're going to survive?
Look, I think that our social media engagement has shown that people are really wanting to get behind this. This is really about the students, and Henbury School have, you know, been absolutely phenomenal in the past with what they can offer students, and people are really happy to get behind it and happy to see this space evolve with us.
Now, you've got the Op Shop next door. You've got lots of things for sale here.
It's like a little precinct.
The Henbury precinct. You're not going to put them out of business, are you?
Oh, no. Well, I think that we're quite different. So there's lots of different things that are happening here. The Op Shop's predominantly, you know, donations are coming in, clothing and sort of crockery and home wares. This is very sort of specialised in terms of student-made giftware, the garden stuff that we were talking about, and also the cafe space where people can come in, have something to eat from our menu, have a nice drink, and have that experience.
Okay, so if you're doing the school run to one of the Nightcliff daycares or primary school, or you missed the number 4 bus and you need somewhere to go for a little while, the Henbury on Aurelia will look after you.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Adam and Joe, what are your orders there? And I'll see if I can bring something back for you.
I'd like a turmeric infused herbal tea.
Yeah, and I'll have a half calf, decaf, semi-calf.
You should
semi-calf.
See the look on my face now. Turmeric.
Lauren had a little bit of a heart attack there.
I really did.
It's their first day, for goodness sake. They got a baby chino and a cup of tea. Let them start small, and then we'll work on the turmeric, whatever the hell you're having.
No, in all seriousness, I'll have a cappuccino, please. Thanks very much, Connor. Talk to you later.
Well, in all seriousness, I was joking. Bye.
Oh, Connor, why would you do that? Don't joke about coffee. I know you don't like it, but...
I was shivering.
Oh, Connor Byrne there, ABC's Connor Byrne.
Have you ever had a coffee in Ireland? No, because no one has coffee in Ireland. It's disgusting.
Island coffee, is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, Irish coffee would be okay, though, wouldn't it?
Irish coffee? That is the
best. Now you're talking.
That is the best.